Coach, like I said, kind of off the air, it's kind of been a wild 12 months for you. Finished up at Castleview, took over Rifle there in the spring and won a state title with the Bears, and now down in Durango. So it's been a wild 12 months for you.
It's definitely been fast and furious. This is I'm in my third football season in the last 12 months, so that's kind of hard to get your brain around. But that's where we're at, and we're excited to be here and got a lot of work to do. But, again, excited to be here.
Yeah, taking over a new program, nothing new for you. You've obviously done it quite a bit over the years in your long career. But normally you've taken over a program that has struggled, and you turn them around. Here you're taking over a team that won the fall championship on the 3A level. So is this a bit different for you?
It is. Like I would compare it to my first job at Palisade back in the day, or just even going to Rifle this past in January. So obviously Durango was the state champ in the fall, as you said, and again, it's very similar to when I went to Palisade and replaced Joe Romano. You know, Palisade won it four straight times, so expectations are high, and I know that. And, know that I need to try to continue it, and we've got some good kids to do it, but again, a lot of work to do.
Have you had a chance? I know you told me you had camp last week, and the first official practice is set for today with Chazza Guidelines, but do you have a good feel for your roster yet, or how long will that take you to get kind of in tune with the players that you have?
No, I feel good about it. The older kids still getting to know some of the freshmen and those guys, but good group of kids. You know, obviously they're used to winning. Coach Boat and his staff did a great job with that, in previous years. And so we just gotta find a way to get this new group ready. There's going to be some schematic changes, which happen, but feel good about the direction we're going.
And when you take over a program like this, what's your first couple of messages when you sit and talk with the kids? What are you trying to get across to them as the new coach coming in?
Well, again, first of all, the big thing is getting the staff together, which I've been able to do and feel really good about, some of which were on the staff last year, and there's some new guys. So it starts with the staff and being on the same page with your coaches. But then the second thing is just to let them know that, I think it helps having done this before and done this job for a long time and also been successful at it. So I think as much as anything, the kids, whenever there's a coaching change, they want to know that things are going in the right direction. And we feel like, that you're trying to give them the confidence that we've got a good plan and we need to, keep the plan going. So that's what we're going to do.
Coach, you mentioned some changes schematically on the offensive side, but you're also going to have to work in a lot of new faces. Wolverton obviously is gone. He was a talented quarterback, and then a lot of weapons around him also graduated. So you have a lot to get done offensively before the season opener here in a few weeks.
Yes, we lost some great players off that team, and Jordan was certainly one of them, and the Finiseth kid, and also the Messes kid, along with some good linemen. They had an outstanding group. That's why they were state champs. So we do feel like we got some other guys. Tyler Harms right now is running quarterback for us and doing a good job, and we've got Nate Messier back at running back, and a couple other kids we're excited about. Zach Haber is another one, and got just some good kids that have been in the program that we feel like can step in, but time will tell.
Is that the same thing defensively? A couple of guys that have played major roles for you there to provide some leadership?
Yes, we lost a lot of guys on defense too. That Durango team that won it was, I've followed that team for years, and they were senior loaded. So we got three kids back that played significantly on defense and looking for a lot of new guys. But again, you feel like there's some pieces there. We've got Josh Bates, who's, a Division I kid that's getting a lot of looks and offers, and he's going to play O-line and D-line for us. Will Knight is also a returning starter. Cole Matava is another returning starter. And then a kid named Walter Stauffer, who's a really good football players. So we've got some guys back, Chase Robertson, Chase Mendenhall. But we've got a lot of holes to fill, but we're working on that right now.
And I know league competition is far from your mind right now, but looking at just history of the teams involved, it looks like it's going to come down between you and Discovery Canyon for that league title late in the fall.
You know, Kevin, you just said it. I've not spent a ton of time on the league schedule. Our focus right now is trying to get, you know, just get our staff and our team on the same page, and that's what we're doing in these August practices. But I do feel like by the time we get the league, hopefully we're firing on all cylinders. But in the meantime, you know, we've got a challenging non-league schedule, you know, playing Montrose and in Farmington, both of which I know have good football teams. And then we have open with Pagosa, who, as you know, was a good football team last fall in 2A, and then play Aztec and Piedra Vista. So a lot of work yet to be done, but we're excited about it and feel like that we can have a really good football team.